brick, ready for the ready facility for a huge day of fall soccer that will be coming out in just a moment. Thank you to our friends from Play Canada. Yes, tonight, we're going to go to Play Canada, in the city, in the country, in the city, in the city, in the city, in the city, in the city,
Oh my god, look who it is. It's Andrew the Fireman. He's going to be taking part in some bubble soccer, and he's just asked me to commentate on it for him, so this will be interesting. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The 6 players entering the ice for bubble hockey here at Macquarie. The Sydney Bears are leading the Sydney Ice Dogs 2-1 at the second intermission. Sydney Bears goals to Ryan Annesley and Xander, and Ice Dogs goal to Scott Stevenson. Now this is going to be quite interesting. I'll be watching Andrew the Fireman, great supporter of mine. They're going to be playing bubble soccer. Now the interesting thing is that because they're in bubbles, it's very hard to see who actually has possession. So they're running down the ice very cautiously at the moment. Falling's going to be the order of the day, and I've got to say that I wouldn't necessarily want to try this either in normal shoes, running around the ice. Lots of falling there. Oh, this is going to be messy. Up against the boards. I won't tell you how many times Andrew's fallen, but there's a lot of falls at the moment. It's not that easy. Oh, now we've got some checking involved. Andrew just gets checked. Now he's going to be checked again. The other guy will be sitting in the penalty box if he's not careful. Oh, Andrew the Fireman's dead set got a target on his back. He's going to have to remove that. Now, these guys are holding up the bubbles. There's two handles in front of them. Okay, so it looks like we're going to have our first goal. Defend, Andrew! Oh, you're not supposed to dislodge the net, buddy. Oh, nice work, Andrew. Getting the ball out of there while on his knees. Good work. I can see how much fun this is, but that's a check from behind. That's got to be a cross check for sure. It's interesting to see how much fun this could be, but also how hard it would also be to see in those bubbles and also to be walking / running on the ice in normal shoes. Now, nobody's scored yet. It's certainly been interesting, that's for sure. Speaking of interesting, I promised I'd tell a story about the Ice Dogs captain, Scott Stevenson. During the Battle of Sydney, quite appropriately, he came down to my beer league. Oh, hang on. Andrew the Fireman goes wide to the left. Nice shot, buddy. Scott Stevenson came down to my beer league the other night, and he coached my team, and he played on the ice for one of the other teams, the Mighty Drunks. So thanks to Scott Stevenson for coming down. That was a lot of fun. And a lot of fun being had here at the Battle of Sydney. There's bubble soccer going on. Andrew, you're open! Go down the wall, Andrew! Go down the wall! You got time! Out of play, 2 minutes in the penalty box, delay a game, get off. And the ball comes out of play. Oh, that's gotta be exhausting. I know, I played street hockey this morning, and that was hard enough. Let alone running around the ice with a massive bubble, which basically goes from your thighs to above your head. I think people are just taking the opportunity just to check each other and knock each other over. Go, Andrew, you're open! Or he was open. This has certainly been one of the more interesting intermissions. I should tell you while this is going on, James Downey's quite interested. I reckon he might want to have a go later, actually, James Downey. He's sitting on the bench, watching all this action. Nobody's scored yet. Tomorrow, the Sydney Bears take on the Melbourne Ice at 2:30 p.m. Nobody scored yet, by the way, in this bubble hockey game. The Sydney Bears take on the Melbourne Ice tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. here at Macquarie. It's the rescheduled speaker fire game. Come on, Andrew, you're open. You got three ice, buddy. Take a shot. Oh, goes to the left. Wait till we talk about this at the Ranch Hotel a bit later. There'll be a free meal for the Bears man of the match, and it won't be Andrew the Fireman. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bears take on the Melbourne Ice at 2:30 p.m. at Macquarie, the rescheduled speaker fire game in what the Bears are calling Fire and Ice. And then at 5 p.m, the regularly scheduled Sydney Ice Dogs against Adelaide Adrenaline game. So some great entertainment for the crowd and the people on the ice. I think even a penalty shootout would take 10 minutes. So the bubble hockey players will be leaving the ice. The Bubbles soccer players will be leaving the ice. The Zamboni will come out for the third period. So just before we leave you for the second intermission, dude, you almost scored. You almost scored. You were open. I know, right? So the Zamboni will be coming under the ice shortly. Andrew's absolutely exhausted. Certainly would be difficult to run around. So we'll be back in about 7 minutes for period number three. The Sydney Bears are leading the Sydney Ice Dogs 2-1.